Psalm 119, verses 137 through 144. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments.
Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are
My zeal has consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten your words. I am small and despised. Yet I do not forget your precepts. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delight. Okay, here again, as we continue through Psalm 119, we've got this section that starts with the Hebrew letter Tzade, which is interesting, and you see it used here quite often. The word Tzadek means righteous. That's where the Sadducees got their name as a sect in Israel. And you see that righteousness and the word righteous is used very often through this section. This section of the Psalm looks more to God and His testimonies, maybe, than some of the other sections has, where in the past, we've looked at the psalmist more than we have the actual looking at God or God's Word. But again, we see here the continual theme of how God's Word links into the life of the believer and where it goes from there. This part of the psalm, if you look at it, you can see more Christ being spoken of in this section, particularly if you think about as He prepares for His crucifixion, for His trials. A lot of Psalm 119 tracks pretty well with the life of Jesus Christ, if you go through it and you pay attention to it. It does actually work fairly well. In this section here, you can see Him getting ready for the ultimate sacrifice. And it starts by looking at the Lord, looking at the Father in heaven. Righteous are you, O Jehovah, and upright are your judgments. Now, whenever we try to think of how the righteous should live, how the believer should behave, we have to start with this. Too often we start with ourselves. What can we get away with? What can we do? What do we, you know, we look at ourselves and our own wants and our desires. We have to start with this baseline. We should reflect on this more often probably than we do. That what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a believer? To be in the covenant of Jehovah? And we should start with this verse. Righteous are you, O Jehovah, and upright are your judgments. And when we understand that the one who created us, the one who judges people, the one who has redeemed us, is righteous, and His judgments are upright, then we can get the proper perspective to look at the rest of our life. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. Again, God's Word is righteous, and righteous means not just justified. When you think of righteous, at least in the modern context, you think of self-righteous people. People who think they're good enough or that they're good. That's not where you should be. Righteous is just what's right, what's holy, what's true, what's real, what is acceptable to a God who actually has standards and does judge. His testimonies, which He has commanded, are righteous and are very faithful. Not only are they true and holy, but they're faithful. They will last. They're something you can bank on, something you can expect to be there, and expect to be the same as time goes on. Now, the next verse should, really put you in mind of at least one episode in the life of Jesus. My zeal has consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten your words. Remember, Jesus used the line that His zeal has consumed me, and pointed to that as a proof again, in prophecy, that He was indeed the Son of God. And the line here, because my enemies have forgotten your words. There's kind of an identification there between the psalmist and God. But for us, we should know that our enemies should be the ones who are God's enemies. And that's why. Not people who have offended us personally, but people who have rejected our God. Verse 140, your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. It's not that the servant was in judgment of God's word, but the servant sees the beauty of God's word and loves it because it is pure. Again, verse 141 looks back at the life of Christ. I'm small and despised. He made Himself that way, that He might be marked sin on our part and crucified for us. Yet I do not forget your precepts. And you should think of the temptation in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was given, well, when he said, but not my will, but yours be done. Your righteousness, there's that word again, is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Now, when you run across somebody who comes up with this dispensational idea that the law of God was a test that he put before people, that he made a somewhat arbitrary law to see if people could keep it, you can refer them back to this. There are other places, obviously, lots of them in the Bible. But here, God's law is truth. It's a righteousness. It's an everlasting righteousness. What's right and wrong has never changed. Never. What God requires of man has never changed. Ever. The application before and after Jesus came is different. But the actual right and wrong, good and bad, has never changed. And never will, because God doesn't change. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. So often when trouble overtakes us, we try to find other ways out. But the psalmist here reminds us that we have to stay with God's commandments. And the righteousness of your testimonies, again, is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. The psalmist cries to God to give him understanding, knowing that his own wisdom is not enough. And we should know that as well. And look for the righteousness of God's testimonies and understand again, they're everlasting. They're true, they're pure, they're righteous, they're holy. There's nowhere else to look to know what's good, to know what we should do. If we start with the presupposition that the Lord is righteous, his judgments are upright, they're eternal, they're pure, and they're good, then how shall a young man guide his way? It's by knowing the law of God and following that. And again, as we sing this, let's sing it to ourselves as well as to God and tell ourselves, again, remind ourselves to follow God's law. And we'll sing that and sing 119, part S.